课堂听 class.com
Chapter 2 Renting Unit 1 Talking with an agent or landlord Basic expressions
I'm interested in renting a one-bedroom apartment.
Our rental agent will be with you in a moment.
What price range are you interested in?
I'd like to live somewhere near the university.
Are there any special features that you would like to have?
Is there a laundry room in the basement?
Is there anything damaged in the house?
Does the rent include the utilities?
When is the rent due each month?
Who will take responsibility for the heating system if it has a problem? Dialogues. Conversation 1. In the rental management office.
Hi, welcome to Rental Property Management. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm interested in renting a one-bedroom apartment.
Okay, our rental agent will be with you in a moment.
Thank you.
Conversation 2. Talking with an agent.
Hello, my name's Linda Brown. What can I do for you today?
Hi, I'm Tom Peterson. I'm looking for a one-bedroom apartment.
Certainly. First, I would like to ask you some questions to identify your needs before I show you what we have.
That's fine.
What price range are you interested in?
Well, between $350 and $400 a month.
Okay. Do you have a special location in mind?
I'd like to live somewhere near the university, or at least on a bus line.
When would you like to move in?
As soon as possible.
How about the end of this month?
Fine.
Are there any special features that you would like to have, such as a dishwasher, a balcony, a swimming pool, central air conditioning, etc.?
I would like to have a dishwasher and central air conditioning.
Okay, here are the photos of the apartments that fit your preferences.
Thank you. This one looks nice. Is it near the university?
Yes, it's only 5 minutes walk from the campus.
That's good. I'd like to see it.
Conversation 3. Signing a contract, lease.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Bill. I'd like to take the apartment I looked at yesterday.
All right.
So what do we do now?
This is the lease. You should read the lease very carefully before you sign it, because it describes your legal rights and responsibilities as a tenant. The lease also describes our rights and responsibilities as landlords.
Okay.
Read the lease.
So according to the lease, I'll deposit 1 month's rent as a security deposit, and I have to pay the first month's rent in advance. I understand that I'll get the security deposit back when I move out if the apartment does not need any costly repairs.
Yes, if you do not damage the apartment, you will get your security deposit back when you move out.
Can I pay you by check?
Sure, a check will be fine.
Is there a laundry room in the basement?
Yes.
Can I sign the lease right now?
Sure.
Conversation 4. Canceling the lease.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I'm Kim Wilson, your tenant, living in Willington Wood, number 35. My lease will be ended at the end of this month.
Do you want to continue the lease or cancel it?
Cancel it. I have to move out before the lease is finished. I've got a new job in another town.
Let me check the lease first. You said your name is Kimberly Wilson?
That's right.
Is there anything damaged in the house?
No.
Okay. I'll send someone to check the house before you move out. Is that okay?
That's fine. When can I get my security deposit back?
As long as you move out before the end of the month and nothing is damaged, I'll mail you a check.
Oh, then I'll give you my new address. 968 Gage North, Bradford, Ontario, L6V 3N1.
Thank you very much.
Conversation 5. Asking for information about renting.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a 3-bedroom apartment in the Manhattan area.
We do have some apartments in that area.
What's the rent?
$1,100 a month for a 3-bedroom apartment.
How much is the deposit?
The security deposit is equal to 1 month's rent.
When can I get the deposit back?
1 week after you move out.
How long is the lease for?
At least 1 year.
Does the rent include the utilities?
Yes.
Is it a furnished apartment?
Yes, it is.
When is the rent due each month?
The first day of each month.
Is the apartment clean?
Absolutely.
Conversation 6. Asking for information related to renting.
Is there any cable for the internet?
Yes.
How much do I need to pay for it?
Nothing. The landlord pays.
Is there a mailbox in the apartment?
Yes, each apartment has one.
Are there any parking lots for the tenants?
Yes, but you need to pay $60 for it each month.
Is there an alarm system in the apartment?
Yes, we set up the new alarm system a few months ago.
Who will take responsibility for the heating system if it has a problem?
Of course we do. It is the landlord's responsibility.
Are smoke detectors provided?
Yes.
Conversation 7. Talking with an office clerk to get necessary information after moving into an apartment.
Hi, I'm Cindy, the office clerk. What can I do for you?
Hi, I'm Henry Wilson from number 37.
Hi, Henry. How are you? Is everything okay in your apartment?
Yes, everything is fine in the apartment. But I know nothing about this area. Could I ask you some questions?
Yes, please.
Can you tell me the postal code for this building?
Yes, it's L8V4B7.
Thank you. Also, how can I get my mailbox key?
I'll tell Peter to bring your key up to your apartment right away.
Who's Peter?
He's the superintendent of this building.
Thanks a lot. I've got one more question.
No problem. Go ahead, please.
Where can I change the address on my driver's license?
The Department of Motor Vehicles office is at 212 Barton Street North.
Can you give me directions to the office?
We are at 2368 King Street East.
Yes.
So, it's easy to get to the office from here. From your apartment, just drive along King Street East for about 1 kilometer, and you'll see a 3-story, 3 floors, blue building on your right. That's the Department of Motor Vehicles building, where you can change your driver's license.
What floor is the office on?
It's on the 1st floor.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Possible questions to ask when you are talking with the agent or landlord.
How much is the rent?
What's the rent?
What floor is the apartment on?
Is there a security system in the house?
How much does the electricity usually cost per month?
Do you require a security deposit?
Is there a laundry available?
Is the apartment close to public transportation?
Are pets allowed?
Is the house air conditioned?
Can I take a look at the house?
When can I move in?
What day is garbage day?
What day is the garbage collected?
Unit 2. Visiting an apartment or house. Basic expressions.
It's a deal.
One more thing I forgot.
Does the rent cover include the utilities?
What's your rule about pets?
I'm still deciding.
The stove, refrigerator, air conditioning, etc. doesn't work. Dialogues. Conversation 1. Seeing the apartment, 1.
Let me get the keys and we'll go to look at it.
Okay.
It's the one you like.
Wow, it's really good for me, especially the living room. It is big enough to put all my stuff there. It's a deal. I'll rent this one.
Okay. Now we need you to fill a form with your personal information. We need information like social insurance number, social security number in the U.S., your address, phone number, etc. We also need a security deposit of $200. And you have to pay 2 months' rent in advance for renting for the first time. If there's nothing damaged, we'll give you back 1 month's rent when you move out. You'll be responsible for all the utilities. Do you want to sign a lease today?
Sure.
Oh, one more thing I forgot. You must let us know 2 months in advance if you want to stop renting within the contract. Otherwise, you can't get your deposit back.
Okay, thank you for your reminder.
You're welcome. Be sure to get the keys 1 day before you move in.
Thank you again. Conversation 2. Seeing the apartment 2. Hi, I'm the superintendent of this building. What can I do for you?
Hi, I'm Paul. Could you show me the apartment on the first floor?
Sure, let's go. After seeing the apartment.
I like this one. How much is the rent?
$850 a month.
Does the rent include utilities?
No, utilities are extra.
Where's the laundry room?
It's on the other side of this floor.
What's your rule about pets?
We allow one or two pets, but you have to pay a $300 deposit.
How come?
If your pet ruins the apartment walls or carpet, we'll keep your pet deposit. If not, we'll return your deposit when you move out. But be careful, we don't allow pet snakes in the apartment.
Who takes care of bug control?
We do. We will spray the apartments before you move in.
Thank you very much for taking your time. I'm still deciding. I will call you tomorrow.
All right.
Conversation 3. Seeing the apartment 3.
Come on in. Let me show you around. Here's the living room.
Great. The view from this window is wonderful.
This is the kitchen.
It looks new.
Yes, we just renovated a few months ago.
I like it.
Here's the master bedroom.
Wow, it's nice. What did you say about the rent?
$900 a month.
Does that include utilities?
Yes, it includes electricity, water, gas, and cable, but the telephone is extra.
When will it be available?
The end of this month.
I like it a lot, but I need to talk with my wife. Can you hold it for me for 2 days?
Sure.
Thank you very much. I will let you know as soon as possible. Conversation 4. Reporting problems to the landlord. Hi, I'm Ray, your tenant, in room 209.
Hi, what's up?
There are some problems in my apartment. First, the faucet in the bathtub drips constantly.
Okay, I'll ask my plumber to come by and fix it today. What else?
One of the burners on the stove doesn't work.
What's the matter with it?
I can't control the temperature.
I'll get an electrician to repair it as soon as possible. Is that everything?
Well, there's one more thing. The telephone is dead.
I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about that. You've got to call the phone company.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Possible problems with the apartment or house.
The lock on the front door is broken.
The key won't turn.
I left the key in the room.
The radiators are too hot. I can't control the heat.
There's no heat. It's too cold.
The stove doesn't work.
The toilet is clogged.
The toilet runs all the time.
The sink is clogged.
The roof is leaking.
The roof leaks.